Kelly Morning After.
KPNT FM HD2.
I'm in Normandy on the Rock Road. It's the Dotem and the Hoosiers of the game. We'll be buried in the Sunflower Garden on Friday afternoon. Who'll walk that 18th fairway singing this tune? Dotem, your stepdad's in bleach. They play on my mind like a song. Free Dotem, it's you that I love. It's you that I miss when I'm gone. Well, it's Iggy and Swole, DJ Gabe, Timmy Tom Tom, Moe Sween, and it's the Tushy Booth, and it's Timmy's perfect swing. It's Lousy chipped to 15 feet, then made Cletus kiss him, and the spirit of Larry Nickel keeps it alive. Free Dotem, your stepdad's in bleach. They play on my mind like a song. Free Dotem, it's you that I love. It's you that I miss when I'm gone.
Doug, it puts it in perspective what we're about to witness here over the next 72 hours.
Yeah, it's all very dramatic.
It's magical. It's fun. And it's tradition. It is the Dotem, presented by Michelob Ultra. And it all gets underway tonight with a pre-party at Maggie O'Brien's, Lisa Ann in attendance, Jennings Randolph Jr. in attendance, and hundreds of the area's most upscale female bicurious lasses.
I don't see a lot of those at our shows.
You're not looking hard enough?
I do see a considerable amount of walruses. In heat, many of them.
Heat.
Ew. I'm like a dog in heat, a freak without warning. My appetite for love, cause me so horny.
It would be a great night to go and go to Maggie's and have dinner there and then hang around, get a few drinks, and watch the presentation.
Watch the Battle of Alberta, because you've made that drive back and forth between Calgary
I've
and
never made the drive between Calgary and Edmonton, and I'm not going to at any point in my life.
Mavs, Dubs, 8 o'clock?
Mavs and Dubs.
It's kind of disappointing when you can knock something off and say, well, this is something I will never get around to doing. I'll never be able to experience that drive. But for me, I'm fine with it.
What if the Blues wind up playing the Oilers next week?
Well, then I still won't have any reason to drive from Edmonton to Calgary.
Why don't you drive from St. Louis to Edmonton?
I have even less interest in doing that.
How long do you think that would take?
24 hours, maybe?
You gotta take the over.
God. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I'm gonna go under on the 24 hours.
Okay, I'm taking the over on these 24 hours. 28 hours.
Oh.
Okay, I guess we're not gonna do it.
That's driving how fast. That'd be the key.
Probably the speed limit, but that's, I mean, it's 1,800 miles.
Your God.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that just sounds horrendous. And there's really nothing between here and there, either.
You go through scenic Iowa and Minnesota and
Nebraska,
Northwest.
You got to aim farther west.
Not from this route, Broseph.
That's the problem. But I have a lot of people issuing statements.
Okay. I'm sure they're awesome.
Loomster says, hello, I'm not listening.
Okay.
Spicy winter, get back to you.
But I've gotten multiple DMs. Doug, what is the deal with all these DMs?
Who's DMing who?
I don't know, but Iggy gets a lot of them and the Loomster gets a lot of them.
Slide into my DMs, bruh.
I've gotten multiple DMs about Iggy beating me on the golf course. That has never happened. See you all tonight. Cheerio.
I know I beat you once. We were playing in league, and I think we bet money for the last three holes, and I beat you. I remember that.
All right, so somebody DM the Loomster and let him know.
Yeah, DM the Loomster back, who's in our league.
Dad Rod says, can you take Pepper and Genie off the TMA podcast feed or just make a point of subtracting my accidental play each day from the nummies? I can't get to my phone fast enough to turn it off. That's from Dad Rod.
Don't listen to it.
Dad Rod, it's the best podcast going.
Yeah.
Why do you have to text that in? If you don't like it, don't listen.
Yeah, it's a simple process.
It's like the thing I get every day in my Hubbard email. Show sucks. God, you guys suck. Oh, my God, you suck. You listen every day. Why? If we suck, why are you listening?
I think if you're scanning through radio stations, 105.7 HD2 is one of the first ones that comes up.
Yeah, you got to look for it.
Not liking a radio show is always one of the most bizarre things because there's like 35 others on at the same time, right? Why would you ever subject yourself to listening to something you don't care for?
Every time Pepper and Ginny comes on, I have to turn it. It doesn't come on. You got to go search for it and hit play.
A guy calling himself Maxwell Hung says it sounds like Plowsy gave Chris the putt, so Tim's opponent couldn't get a read, and that's Bush League.
I don't. Plowsy wasn't thinking about that. Trust me.
Do you think I care?
Plowsy was putting for.
Do you think I care?
Plowsy was putting for eight. Heck was putting for birdie. So yeah, yes, he gave him the putt.
So am I wrong that Maxwell Hung believes that the Plowhawk gave up the hole?
You think I care?
On the off chance that the gentleman I was playing would not get a read to increase my chances of winning? Is that what that is? Is that what that email? Am I extrapolating correctly, Doug?
That's
I was
meant,
already but... mentally in the car packing up a bowl. Like, yeah. I did not care about who was getting what advantage. Like it just that didn't. What came in my head was, "Wow, I'm playing terrible." It wasn't,
really?
Man. I hope Tim gets a
look. Hung.
It's this whole.
I see your things every day on my Hubbard email too.
Maxwell Hung's a regular.
Yeah.
Block him.
I've played enough golf with Plowsy to know. First of all, he didn't even know where Tim's opponent's mark was.
Yeah, the marks were on the green. I couldn't really see.
So he didn't know if he was close to the mark.
Who is this Hung, and why is he chirping?
He was lying eight, and Heck was putting for three. So, yes, he gave him the putt.
Correct.
He knows match play.
Just putt it out. Just putt it out. Put them all out, and there's no question.
Oh, God.
Can we do the DFS show, though?
Yeah, we do need to do that.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I want to read a supportive Pepper and Genie text. Dad Rod must be listening to something else because Pepper and Genie is the best thing going. I echo that sentiment.
Thanks, buddy.
It is something.
Facts.
We just have
right now, I'm currently locked in on the Phil Mickelson Audible, so that's where all of my listening is when I'm in my car, and I major recommendation.
I think I'm going to have to go buy the book because I don't think they're sending it to me.
Well, it only been out for a day.
You didn't get something for
but
free.
I was supposed to get the advanced copy, which means I get it before it comes out.
Why were you supposed to get it?
Because I sent an email to them, to the publicist, and they said, we'll get a book out
begging for one.
Because then I said, can you send me the book, and then we'd like to get Chipnick on. And that's what they do. They send you the book, and they line up interviews.
Yeah.
But I never got the book, so.
Oh.
And if you guys want Chipnick on, I can probably get him.
You got the Lisa Ann books,
you're probably
though,
already
didn't
working
you?
On that.
Lisa Ann sent her books?
Yeah, there. Jesse has them. She'll bring them out tomorrow.
Well, we're supposed to read a book a day. Might be one of them.
Shut them down.
Eric in the Central West End says, I also left Pepper and Jeannie.
Thanks, Eric.
He's on the right track there. Let me tell people about Stratum Structural Systems online at stratumrepair.com. With this weather today, a lot of rain. Plowhawk, you were talking about how you hadn't seen so much rain driving in here at 5 a.m. People are probably dealing with some waterproofing issues today. So, if you are, make sure you go online at stratumrepair.com and work with Matt Ford and work with Brett Groman at Stratum Structural Systems. They are local. They are located in Chesterfield, Missouri and Columbia, Illinois. They also take care of foundation piering if you are dealing with some foundation issues. It's Stratum Structural Systems online at stratumrepair.com. Let them know you are a TMA listener and you get $100 off your repair project. Oh, Beer Cats with a compliment. Is this a peace offering?
Oh.
Dad Rod should suck a rod. The Pepper and Genie podcast is a nice little recap to the show. Or cap to the show. I listen daily. It's Beer Cats.
Okay.
How about that?
Good. When he's not stealing donuts, he's listening to your podcast.
That's right.
Don't you stay home and listen to him all tomorrow.
You don't want him coming out to the Dotum.
They can do what they want. I don't really care.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the golfers who paid and won't have a place to park. If they get there and all these people show up that aren't playing and they drive, and they get, well, there's no place to park. Yeah, it's because all the people that aren't playing are here shoving the donuts in their face and took up parking spots. Shove away. I don't really care.
All right, there it is. Coming up on Balloon Party here in a half hour, we will, of course, be talking about the Blues and Avalanche quite a bit. Chris Raby is going to be in studio for the 10:15 segment. That's coming up on 101 ESPN. Pepper and Genie to follow this. Action Jackson and I will record QFTA, so send in your questions, comments, anything is welcome. I mean anything.
Mm.
T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. You don't have to ask other people about me. You can ask me, and I can give you the answers. Jay gets DMs. Doug, what's the deal with all these DMs?
I don't know.
I'm sure Jay's getting DMs asking people to get paired with other people.
I don't get those. I'm glad I don't. Biggie, you get those. And Mike D and the place to be get them. You know what it's time for? It's time for the Mungin' Ass Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown.
Okay.
The Major Edition PGA Championship. How do you do?
We want to do the $15 game?
Oh.
Is that the Millie Maker?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play the Millie Maker.
All right. Let's make some cash.
Let's do.
Okay.
Doug, you have the box.
Doug's box.
I don't
you,
have the box.
Won this week. Well, I mean the box. You tee off first because you have honors after winning the Byron Nelson. What a great event. And now you get to, you won the Masters. Can you win the PGA Championship?
I think so.
All right, here we go.
Plowsy? All right. Foxy?
Yeah, are you going first? You won. I didn't.
Yeah, let me pick.
Oh, Iggy won?
No. Doug, no. Look that
I don't pick out of the box anyway.
I won and even, it even paid.
The Millie Maker's $25. We want to go all out, or we want to just do the $5 one?
Well, wait,
based on the track record, we are on our way.
Yeah. I mean, we've cashed
25 of this.
Two of the last 3 weeks.
First name, Will Zalatoris.
Yeah. Well, Doug, that might be a problem, and I'll tell you why. This golf course is going to demand expertise around the greens, and, we've seen Will at times struggle with that, but maybe he will right the ship this week at Southern Hills. Will Zalatoris is a part of Doug Vaughn's team as he looks for the Grand Slam. He just pulled out a notebook.
Well, I write down Doug's lineup so I can put him in my PGA leaderboard.
Will Zalatoris, 8,900.
Okay. Who'd you get?
Yeah, he's got no short game.
Okay.
I think I've got three in the 7,000s here.
Okay, let's hear who they are.
Well, let's start with a guy that has won a PGA before, and he's coming in great form, and he's a straight hitter and a great iron player. If he can get the flat
stick. Who'd you pick?
If he can get his 15 or his 20-foot putt,
he can just stay healthy.
20-foot putter going. Yeah. I'm going to go with Keegan Bradley.
Keegan Bradley. Keegs. Okay. Well, if he can just get the flat stick going.
Yeah.
My guy's got no short game, but if your guy can start putting well, you got a shot.
Well, your guy has no short game.
Okay. That's something.
Your guy got no short game, buddy.
Keegan Bradley, 7,500. Doug, your next pick, if you would, from the Mungin' Ass box.
Plowsy, wake up. You got to hand me the box.
I'm up.
Paul, what's going on?
Okay. I'm up.
Okay.
Is Maxwell Hung sending in more emails about you?
I haven't seen Maxwell in a while, no.
Oh, Hudson Swafford.
Well, you wanted him and you got him, and that could be helpful. 6,800, Hudson Swafford.
Yep.
Doug, he has a wonderful head of hair. It looks like he went to St. Louis U High.
Well, that's good.
He did not make the cut this past week at the Byron Nelson, despite shooting a 67 in the second round, but I think the cut was at around 30 under. But he has a bunch of top 40 finishes over his last four events.
And he's got a win. Somewhere in the last 3 years.
Okay.
He won the American Express.
All right.
Now I am going with a guy that's got a tremendous short game, a tremendous putter. If he can just keep it in the fairway.
Yeah, just stay healthy.
It's a 7,500 yard par 70.
Oh, though. Yeah.
I'm running out of time.
So you gotta.
Just who did pick? Who is it?
But if he misses the fairway, he has to get up and down. I love his short game. He's nobody on tour is playing better than him.
Give us the name.
I'm going with Cameron Young.
Okay. Cameron Young,
Young.
A Demon Deacon. His last outing, the Wells Fargo, he finished second. The outing before that was at Hilton Head, where he finished third. And now he joins Iggy's team for this weekend in Tulsa.
Okay. Tulsa, that's how big it is. We can't pronounce it right. Got to put an SH on the names. Okay. All right.
Oh, you're going to be happy with this pick.
Why?
Did you already see it?
Long name. It's so big.
Keegan Bradley.
Let's not do the Millie Maker.
No, I have him.
Don't do a duplicate.
You can keep him or get rid of him.
Make a new one.
Get rid of him, please, Doug.
Why?
I need help.
All right,
there's a better chance of cashing if you have a different team.
All right, I'll get rid of him.
Yeah, we diversify our portfolio.
I hope he wins.
Okay, Hideki Matsuyama.
Well, 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 Hideki Matsuyama, the 2021 Masters winner, joins Doug's team, priced at 9,200. Hideki Matsuyama finished third this past weekend at the Byron Nelson, and his previous outing, after he had taken a while off, was a T14 at the Masties.
Okay.
I don't think you should be able to pick him. You should have been able to, had to keep Bradley.
I got rid of Bradley.
Yeah, you shouldn't have had it. You should keep him.
You just said it's better if you get rid of him.
No, I like that pick. This guy, I just keep playing this guy every week because somehow he's always at like 7,800, 8,000. Yeah. I don't know how. He's going to break through here eventually. He's got too good of a short game. I'm going with Matt Fitzpatrick.
Maddie Fitz. Seems like he's chalk all the time. I agree with you on his pricing.
Yeah, his pricing is like under 8,000 every week.
Okay. And his last outing, he was T2 at the Wells Fargo. I really don't understand that. I wonder what that's about.
Davis Riley.
Well, roll damn tide is what Doug will be saying when Davis Riley takes the tee box. Davis Riley, only 6,800.
Yeah.
And you might say, who the hell is Davis Riley?
It?
Well, yeah. I'll tell you, he finished tied for ninth this past weekend and then fifth at the Mexico Open on April 28th.
Okay.
And second at the Valspar on March 17th.
All right, so he's pretty good.
He's playing well. You had him 1 week.
I think I did, yeah.
Now we'll go with the big guns. I'm going with Iron Play this week, Doug, and he's had three really good starts in a row. His game is starting to come in.
All right, who is it? Just
after,
give us a name.
After struggling earlier in the year, I think he's back.
What's his name?
Corey Connors.
Okay. Corey Connors, also not particularly expensive. Iggy will have a lot of chalk diddy chalk with Corey Connors
will be chalked too.
And Matt Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Fellow by the name of Lee Westwood.
Lee Westwood enjoying his last round of golf before he heads to Saudi Arabia, never to be heard from again.
God, your team is awful, Doug. This is the worst
Well,
team I've
it always
ever
looks
seen.
That way.
No, this is a bad team.
You and your wife have fun over there in the.
Doug, you're going
Saudi
to Saudi
land.
Arabia with your wife?
He talked about
Westwood's wife will be going over to Saudi Arabia with him.
I don't know if she'll be welcomed out on the course.
Tries to make $25 million the hard way.
By winning? Yeah.
Could be all right, now my two big guns, and they'll both be chalky.
Okay, but just tell us who it is.
A guy who, every once in a while, I like to look at guys that had a good round the week before going into
it. Tell us who it is. It's 9:42 already.
And this guy shot.
We got emails to
61
do.
61 last
who
week
is it?
In the final round. I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele.
Okay.
X going to give it to you.
X going to give it to you. X going to give
Schauffele.
It to you.
All right.
Every time I play him, he sucks, but.
All right.
This week I like him.
Okay. All right. You like him. Brooks Koepka.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that your sixth?
If there's one guy who likes the PGA Championship, it's Brooks Koepka. Sure, you remember 2018 at Belle Reve, and you may remember him repeating in 2019, but this is a guy who's excelled at the PGA Championship over the last 4 years.
Okay.
Not just at Belle Reve and at Bethpage.
Oh, I don't know.
Coming in off a missed cut at the Masters, hasn't played since.
Okay.
You know, he's just been grinding down there.
Yeah, I'm sure he's been grinding
he's
at home.
So committed. Iggy, what do you have?
I'm sure it's going to be chalk, but there's got to be a feel-good story coming out of this week.
You're taking Eldrick Tiger Woods.
With Phil not playing and the defending champion at 51 not playing.
It's 9:43 now. Hurry up.
I believe.
It's like Brandel Chamblee's pick.
I believe we're now going to have the sixth player to win the career Grand Slam. I'm going
Spieth.
With Jordan Spieth.
He's going okay. Spieth.
Okay.
Dog.
Okay. Yeah. Stunning.
I like my team.
I almost won last week.
You Nationals are like shopping Juan Soto.
You never have an excuse to not like your team because you get to
pick. Oh, there's
it.
Times I don't like my team.
Well, Falk, what did you say about Juan Soto?
I said the Nationals are shopping him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Is this according
Says
to
who?
Tall team?
Can you hit hijack on you?
They can't afford him?
No, it's just from Buster Olney.
Okay.
Cardinals have a lot of prospects. That they
Nolan
play,
Gorman.
So, you mean, might as well.
We'll give him Nolan Gorman and Dylan Carlson.
And Matthew Liberatore.
Yeah.
And Tyler O'Neill.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you can
those
have
four
the
for,
young.
Yes.
Throw Patty Harrington in there, too.
Nottingham.
Whatever that guy's
Patty
name is.
Harrington's a
Doug, he did win a couple of British Opens. Ryder Cup captain, and he will now head to the Nationals in exchange for Juan Soto.
I don't know what his name is. Paddy Houlihan. Who's that guy we got?
We saw his Ferrari parked in front of PGA National when we stayed there.
Couldn't have been more confused when he saw me and the Plowhawk walking in. Right after he had beaten Daniel Berger, who nobody knew of at the time, in a playoff. Was that 2015?
I don't know the years, Tim.
Because I think Adam Scott won it in 2016, and then Fowler in 2017, and Thomas in 2018, and then Keith Mitchell in 2019, and Sung Jae-im in 2020.
I saw an interesting article yesterday that
2021
Fowler hasn't said yes or no to Saudi yet.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Well, is it that the guys that aren't winning the big bucks on the regular PGA Tour anymore? Is he a chance to close out their career with a big chunk of money?
He's won a lot of money. He's young.
He's got a lot of endorsements is what he's got.
Yeah. But if there's easy multi-millions to be made somewhere else.
You know, as weird as it is, even though I think people still look at him as being young for PGA Tour golf, he's 33. He's going to be 34 here in December.
Wow, I would have said 31.
He looks young.
He does look young, and he's all over the television. God, who has more endorsements in golf right now than Ricky Fowler? And he's just struggling. I'd love to see him succeed. I'm just not sure it's something that's, like, top priority for him.
He's probably going because he's going to lose his card here eventually.
Yeah. Doug, would you like to talk about the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today?
Sure. I think it's that time, isn't it?
That is. It's that time of day when you can say, come on in. Head for the mountains. You remember that commercial?
Head for Bush beer. The mountains of Bush.
Yeah, there you go.
From the land of sky blue water comes the mighty Hams Bear. Hams, the beer refreshing. Hams, the beer refreshing.
The only thing I compare Tim's courage to play in the Dotem Open with a suspect shoulder is Ben Hogan playing after his car accident.
I
speak for everyone when I say we're proud of him. But courage is not what my neighbor Walter has. It was supposed to be our Tuesday cul-de-sac gang reach around when Walter backed out because his wife made him cut the grass. The key to a four-guy reach around sesh is synergy and timing. My neighbor Danny's loser brother who sat in for Walter had neither last night. It's from a guy named Lee, and his last name is Kierier.
Lee Kierier.
Nice.
He's new.
Look it up. Kevin Miller.
Kevin Miller. He's not so new.
What was that? Somebody had an aggressive tongue.
Sorry, I was looking at the moisture.
How do you spell key rear?
Leaky rear. Say leaky rear.
Key rear.
Just say it and be done.
Who are you suckling upon there?
Oh, there's a leaky rear. I don't know whose it is. But
oh, okay. Got it.
That's where you're going to go a tasting.
That'd be anal leaky.
I thought the Go-Gurt or something was almost empty.
Oh, I love Go-Gurt.
And Young. Doug, as you know, I'm an idea man, and I cooked up a real gem during the back end of the second segment. Boots' circumcision would make for a heck of an ASMR clip, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Did some 50-year-old husky gal and ever talk through the process of clipping a 70-year-old man's foreskin whilst making sound effects? Tug, tug, snip, snip, clip, clip. Whoops, I nicked a gonad. We could make it into a series, get a Manscaped sponsorship, etc. Pretty hot, thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henshin, henceforth known as Tater Tot, the circumcised ASMR foreskin snipper. Subscribe to our Patreon page and send your receipt to negril111 at AOL.com to be entered for a chance.
How do you spell Negril?
To win a piece of
foreskin. He tweeted it out. Started the whole thing.
All right.
Hey, Doug.
Brian Henshin.
Pretty interesting that the Cardinals are in the middle of 14 games against a team with orange the primary color, and 17 and 24. That has to be a record. Does that have any mental effect on the hitter's ability to foul pitches off? Think about it. That comes from Cam Poe, but you can call me Dinner.
Wow, I don't get so much of what's going on.
It was worse, the email or the name.
Cam Poe,
that was a great email.
You can call me Dinner.
You said that was a great email?
Yeah.
Orange isn't the primary color, it's the secondary color.
The combination of red and yellow make orange. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? You ever do that?
Fun time, yeah. It's a fun time. That's why the sun is orange. Yeah.
The Giants and the Mets and the Orioles. 17 of 24 against teams with orange. Are those the only three teams in the league with orange?
I was about to say.
Astros? Is that orange?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Is there another one?
Nurse, tick-tock.
Boy, we'll spend a lot of time on that.
Oh, hold on.
Tick-tock.
I think that's it. I really think
that's tick-tock.
Detroit, don't they kind
of? A little bit of a fringe color
Like what the Seahawks do with the neon green.
Tick-tock.
Yeah.
Tick-tock.
I think that's it. I really think that's it.
Okay.
Doug, were the Spirits of St. Louis orange?
Yes, they were.
Okay, there
you go. What kind of orange and silver?
Best team name ever.
Double G, Gus Girard. Boy, he was a good power forward.
And finally, 'twas the night before the dotum, and all through the house, Rodney was moaning as he used my gerbil and mouse. The girdle was hung by the tank lid with care, in hopes that drunk Cletus would soon pee right there. The patrons were snuggling while stepdad's in their beds, while visions of Iggy's uncut member danced in their heads.
Oh.
When up on the green arose such a clatter, Jackson and Gareth stopped spooning to see what's the matter. Now Iggy, now Doug, now Plowsy and Jackson, on Raby, on Jennings, on Tim, and on Cucky. Let's go to the food and let's eat it all. Later we'll kiss in the bathroom stall. Well, what to my wondering eyes should appear but dozens of diabetics enjoying Michelob Ultra beer.
Oh.
They spoke not a word but went straight to their work. They soiled all their diapers and started to twerk. Doug sprang to his LeBaron. The boys gave a whistle. And all way they all drove like a brown butt missile. I heard Doug exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy dotum to all and keep that hole tight."
Oh.
Happy dotum's eve, the JV golf coach. Well, I remember reading that to my son this past Christmas.
Yeah.
Emotional. Always emotional.
Probably not a dry eye in the house.
That's right.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, it's a JV golf
coach. Well, I do like the poetry. I have to say, I like the poetry, even if it's a vile subject matter. And there wasn't a whole lot else to choose from. Lee Keyrear, I don't think that was it. I'm going to go with JV golf coach.
Yeah, I mean, this is a no-brainer. The other two shouldn't even have been read.
Got paid for the filtering process?
Yeah, it sounds like he didn't like
the filtering process. No, we're going to read them, but they were awful. Yeah, so I'll go with JV golf coach.
There it is. JV golf coach. Is a ship that is on air eating a Coolie Bell today. JV golf coach is in the lead or tied for the lead?
Tied for the lead.
He's quite a poet.
Oh, yeah. He's a player.
He's a really good JV golf coach, too.
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
You okay? Are you too tired to do Pepper and Genie?
I took a five-hour nap yesterday. They went to bed at 10:30.
Five-hour nap?
Wow.
That's not a nap. That's sleeping.
Yeah, it was bad. I got up and I said, God, I'm going to bed in like 4 hours.
So what time did you get to? You got home at 11-ish or so?
I took a nap about noon. Figured I'd get up about 2 and got up at 5.
Oh.
Then...
Don't you feel worse when you sleep that long?
I did.
Did you feel bad when you woke up?
Yeah. I made something to eat and ate and then just watched TV, and it was like 10:30 after watching some of the Blues game. I said, man, go to bed again. But then I got up at 4:30. I got up at 4:30.
It's because you had so much sleep.
Yeah. Then I said, I can't go back to bed.
You should have stayed up for the Blues game.
I could have, but I was tired. I'll go home. I'll take a nap today.
You're tired after a five-hour nap?
I don't get it. So, like, you slept and then slept?
I slept and I got up for another 5 hours.
Sleeping too much will make you tired.
Yeah.
Sure, the listeners.
It was a nice sound sleep, but then instead of getting up at like 5:30, before the alarm went off, I got up at 4:30. And I said, well, I ain't going to go back to bed, so I just played some Golf Rival and sat outside.
I'm going to wreck that solo stall.
I beg your pardon?
I think I'm going to take a poop.
Not right here,
now.
You're not.
No, not right this
Why would you announce that? Why do you have to announce that?
I probably didn't need to.
No, I think it was important.
We got time to kill. So.
Did you doing it here?
You take a handheld in there and do Pepper and Genie from the toilet?
No.
Mm. I've always thought about some sort of toilet podcast with like external mics for ambient sound.
No.
Plop, plop.
No.
Well, I'm looking forward to tonight. I'll take a nap tonight, and I'll be nice and fresh tonight.
You take a nap this afternoon. If you take it tonight, you're going to miss the show.
No, this afternoon. I'll take a nap, and I got to go pick up fish and clean the house and...
Got to sleep 20 hours in 2 days. It's not good enough.
I guess there'll be no fish for you.
Well, I beg your pardon?
What am I going to do, bring it out to the golf course and let it sit there all day?
Oh, it's not going to sit there. You got walruses out there. They're going to be playing.
Well, I have enough food. I'm not going to bring them.
Fish donut.
I was going to do some shrimp. I guess I just bring it out, just put a plate there on the table, and whoever wants it can have some.
Why, sure.
Beer cats.
If you paid.
Beer cats.
Help yourself to some shrimp.
Time for us to shut it down. Jackson and I are going to go down the hallway, Doug. We're going to do a show on 101 ESPN.
Come and get your whooping.
I'm curious, we were discussing this before TMA, what the vibe on 101 ESPN is. Because I was like, we haven't done a show where the Blues lost. Like, when they lost to the Wild, I don't think people are going, oh my God, the Wild are so much better. But after that, I'm wondering what... The hardcore Blues fan.
Tarasenko line, defense.
So they will not be complimentary to the Avalanche. It will be Tarasenko line and the defense were the reasons for the loss.
I literally saw a tweet, and it wasn't from anybody but a Blues fan saying, the Avs got lucky, and I could not believe what I was reading. So I think that's probably one of your texters. So I would assume they're not going to give Colorado or Bennington any credit. They will just destroy.
I'm going to say just the opposite. I'm going to say, well... You know, Bennington played as well as they could, and they still got outmanned and outgunned, and they have no shot.
I don't think that's the way that
No.
This audience.
I don't know your audience.
At 11:01, let me know what the if you did a straw poll in terms of.
Yeah, I will. I will let you know. I'm legitimately curious to see what happens. And then I assume Raby's going to get hated on.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Well, that's
why would he get hated on?
Well, it's just kind of.
They don't like the way he runs the blimp.
Anything that's new is not welcome.
Who's this? This guy drives the blimp. What does he know? He's throwing coupons out of a blimp.
Someone yesterday, when we had Greg Wyshynski on, who's like the nicest guy ever, as soon as I called him to come on, he would say, absolutely, I'd love to come on. And the first text after 2 minutes of being on, someone goes, this guy sounds like a douche. I was like, what? Are you like, what are we, whales? You can just tell by sound?
All right, so that's what we have to look for.
Yeah, I mean, it's next it lion we've chosen.
It just sounds awful.
Pepper and Jeannie will be going on in this studio, and then Jackson will come down here with me and do QFTA, T. McKernan at InsideSTL.com. We're begging for erotic stories. I want to sit here with a soft cow and do a podcast. That's what I'm looking to do.
I'm going
to
make one up and send it in.
I bet you have. I think Deebs really has been.
I have before.
On 70.
This one's from Stroder 69.
No, I sent in a Dear Deedra one time.
Brian Henson's complaining that he was robbed from email today.
Yeah, well, your email sucked.
Yeah, we'll keep trying, bud.
I thought it should have been Cam Poe.
Time for us to shut it down. For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Iggy Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. We'll see you at Maggie O'Brien's tonight.
Can't wait.
For TMA Live, this has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM, the potted plant from the Michelob Ultra Studios.